All right, next up we've got Glenn Raphael, Songs of Many.
It's Glenn Raphael.
Ah, why don't you do the intro for this one, Tommy?
Okay, I'll start this one.
I'm keeping all of this. This is gold.
All right, it's Glenn Raphael.
How many singers has this song? Just one, just one. 'Cause nobody sang along. Ba-da-la-da-da-ba-ba-da-da. Ba-da-la-da-ba-ba-da-da. Ba-da-ba-da-da-da. How many singers has this song? Now it's two true blue friends just harmonizing. Ba-da-la-da-da-ba-ba-da-da. A chord or another chord, that's what three can do.
I'm gonna say I like the concept here, especially when Glenn kept adding himself in another verse. But when I read the fact that he was gonna go up to five, I am so happy you stopped at three. Three was perfect number. It's satisfying without getting annoying and getting too complicated. The harmonies were great. The first voice was a little overmodulated in the first part, but from what I understand, he was doing the whole thing on his iPhone again. So I'm not going to quibble about that. This was one of my top songs. He did a great job with this.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think this is a great, great song. And I think it's so good that I resent the recording issues. You know, he gets way off time in a couple of spots. And it sounded like the mic goes in and out at one point on one of the vocal tracks. Great lyrics, great music. You know, please re-record this song and add a bridge. After even that many verses, it gets a little samey. So I loved the song. I thought it started out strong. I thought the timing issues distracted me a little bit. But, you know, I can see the quality in there, the wonderful, wonderful quality in there. Mix it up a little with the bridge. And, yeah, follow my instructions for all of your songs, by the way. No, kidding. But, yeah, it's a great song. I just wish it was recorded a little better.
Glenn before did a song called Gorilla My Dreams, which is nothing but gorilla puns, and that was one of his better tunes, and this is up there. So Glenn, this is one you need to figure out how to do on stage on the Joko boat. If you can figure out how to sing along with yourself, that would be perfect.
One of the things that really impressed me about this song is just Glenn's guitar picking is so strong. It reminds me of Elliott Smith, and his guitar just sounds great. The solo is nice and pretty and clean. The lyrical content is somewhat meta, but, you know, I think goes fine with the song. And some of the harmonizing is really just beautiful, but it gets a little hectic and chaotic and muddled with the three voices when they begin to all kind of do their own thing towards the end of the song. So maybe tightening that up a little bit would be nice. But, yeah, this is another strong song. I'd hate to see what he would do with, like, some real tools.
Oh, you mean like Logic or Audacity or something like that?
Yeah, just having more control.
Huh.
I don't know if you've ever used the iPhone GarageBand, but every time I've just wanted to pull my hair out. It's like, it's really hard to use.
I bought an iPad just so that I could do music while I was traveling, because I travel a bit for work. And that iPad has been sitting on, you know, the shelf just gathering dust for years now because I hate the interface. The user interface, it's like all of the stuff that I do in Logic and that I did in GarageBand, it's either not easy or not intuitive or it's just not set up the same way. You know, the piano roll is hard to use. They want people to tap a screen. And I don't want to tap a screen. I want to plug stuff in like I do here. So, yeah, anyhow. So, Apple, we hate you. No, I'm kidding.